All right, I'll take a quick turn here. As Rick said, Saturday we had the SCT for the state and the ARRL, actually, as part of that. Our scenario is we had a train derailment with a hazardous spill that occurred in front of the My Michigan Health Center there on Washington, which by chance has a set of train tracks that runs through the front of the hospital. We were down at 911. We had four of us down at 911. We had one operator that set up a simulated shelter and one operator that was down at our radio room at Covenant Hospital. Everything in general worked out okay. We had a few minor problems getting connected to the internet at the hospital and a few other things here. As Rick said, we got the radios programmed with some additional frequencies. We had a good turnout, actually. We had six people out in the field that in person, and we had 15 people check in to the net. So a total of 21 people participated in some means, either directly or indirectly just checking into the net. Got the report sent in today, or yesterday, at least this SCT report, and I got several reports I've got to do. I got to do the monthly reports for this net and the Savara net on Monday night, as well as our public service that the people in Saginaw do, so I got to collect that data. That's got to be in by Wednesday, and then I also have several other reports that's got to go into the ARRL because of the exercise Saturday. So it still be a busy few more weeks getting all of this together, and then I'll be able to kind of settle down for until the end of the year, basically, which is a good thing. Other than that, I'm doing a little 3D printing. My printer's back in operational. I'm not sure exactly, but it just we got it back working. And so I'm in the middle of a 3.5-hour print. I'm building a special project that I found online, and it's basically 85 hours worth of print and probably about 20, 25 hours of build time to put everything together. So it'll be a while yet. It's just bits and pieces on it, but we'll get it over time. Okay, we'll go back up to the 73 round, KCA-VOA. You're up, followed by KEA-PCQ. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. And just for your information on a Meshtastic, the easiest way I found to keep those channels active in there is to do a import configuration and or export configuration and so forth. I have been able to import the channels themselves. You can do just the channel URL in there itself without having to copy all the configuration. So if you have to wipe it off of one, you got it backed up on another one, you can take the configuration, the backup from there, and take the channel configuration there, the URL, and just copy that. It allows you to select just that, which is a nice little feature. So that's good. And then once you get them, get into that, where you get your individual Meshtastic device, name it, and do a backup in each one. And that way, when it comes time and you update your firmware, you've got all your information saved, and you don't have to input it all over again. With that, I want to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week and a great night. Looks like we got a decent day tomorrow until tomorrow night when the rain comes in. So 73 from KCAVOA. Oh, one quick one. Doug, your modulation sounded fine. Your signal's probably a little weak, a little static in there, and understanding the hop from Beaver Township to Saginaw here is a little bit of a distance, and that's probably why. 73 KCAVOA.